It's time for another edition of KUOW's This Not Just In, the occasional series where we take a moment of your day to share a moment of history, a thrilling audio voyage of forgotten events from years past, events that have defined the people and character of the Pacific Northwest. Now here's your host, Felix Bunnell.
Mid-July in Seattle means seafare events, the actual arrival of summer, and if you lived here in the 1950s and 60s, it meant the annual birthday celebration for the city's most famous primate. He was so famous back in the day that even Bill Cosby noticed.
And in Seattle, they have this gorilla, and his name is Bobo. And the veterinarians have been going mad trying to get Bobo to mate. This is the truth.
That's from Cosby's 1964 comedy album, I Started Out as a Child. Bobo was a gorilla at Seattle's Woodland Park Zoo. Bobo was national news that year because he couldn't produce any offspring and wasn't even interested in trying. But this wasn't Bobo's first time in the national spotlight. That came more than a decade earlier. It all began in 1951. A fisherman from Anacortes named Bill Lohman wanted to buy a pet chimpanzee. One theory is that Lohman was inspired by a movie that came out that year, starring future President Ronald Reagan.
Eat your pablum like a good boy, and pretty soon you'll grow up to be a big, strong, handsome man just like your daddy. Then you'll have Swedish pancake, too.
That's outright bribery.
Bonzo!
Professor Boyd! Bonzo, that was...
In the film Bedtime for Bonzo, Reagan's character tries to raise a chimp like a human, in a regular human household, wearing clothes and eating at the dinner table. But Bill Lohman couldn't find a chimp for sale. So instead, he bought a baby gorilla in Ohio and drove him cross-country in a new convertible.
There's a new baby at Will Lohman's house in Anacortes, Washington. A 5-month-old, 18-pound gorilla named Bobo.
The Lohman family adopted Bobo and raised him like a human, just like Bonzo. But baby gorillas grow into giant, full-size gorillas. By the autumn of 1953, Bobo was too big and too strong to live with the family. So they sold him to Woodland Park Zoo. Bobo quickly became a media sensation and one of the biggest celebrities the city had ever seen. People waited for hours to get a glimpse of him, and the charismatic primate dazzled crowds throughout the 1950s. A big highlight every year was Bobo's birthday celebration, the third week in July. Zookeepers would give him a giant cake, and everyone would cheer as Bobo smashed it to bits. By the early 1960s, the zoo decided to expand its gorilla program. So they brought in a female named Fifi. But Bobo never showed any interest, and the story spread.
And as a matter of prestige, too, other zoos keep calling up, and they know about Bobo, and they keep making fun of him. You know, it's, nah, 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 your gorilla don't know nothing, you know, that kind of thing.
As it turned out, Bobo's troubles were only just beginning. By Christmas 1967, visitors noticed that he wasn't his normal chest-pounding self, and zoo veterinarians could tell his health was declining fast. The bad news came one cold winter's day in February 1968, and it made the front page. Bobo was dead at age 16. A city went into mourning. But by then, the region had another celebrity gorilla, Ivan, who lived at a shopping center in Tacoma. As for Bobo, not even death could keep Seattleites and their beloved gorilla apart. That September, a familiar furry artifact went on display at the Old History Museum in Montlake. And just like at the zoo in the 1950s, people lined up to get a closer look at their old friend, thanks to a local taxidermist. I'm Felix Bunnell for this Not Just In.
He once had a girlfriend named Fifi, who thought he was handsome and tall. Phoebe wanted to marry, but he didn't like her at all.